I came to New York to participate in Interparliamentary Union, to participate in the discussion, empowering parliaments to empower women, making the economy work for women. And it's important for Ukrainian women to represent the situation in Ukraine, to update with current status with internally displaced people, children, and also to inform our international partners about the situation in Ukraine.
What special challenges face women in Ukraine today?
Among these challenges, due to the ongoing Russian aggression, Ukraine is facing the problems with internally displaced people. It's around 2 million people. And also for women, it's hard to find jobs. It's also important to take care about their children and also human rights protections. This is key priority issues for women. And since I represent Ukrainian parliament, it's also important to increase the number of women representation in government institutions, including parliament, local councils. So far, we have 12% of women in Ukrainian parliament. And I do believe that we will implement different UN resolutions, Council of Europe resolution, and this number will reach up to 30%. And in 2015, during the local election in Ukraine, we passed a law which obliged political parties to have 30% of women in their party list. So this is a small progress, and I do hope with our amendments to the election code in Ukraine, we also will oblige all political parties to have 30%, at minimum 30% women representation in the parliamentary elections as well.
What sort of practical issues do you think need to be addressed in order to make these figures, these kind of quotas, if you like, a reality in countries like Ukraine and obviously elsewhere around the world?
Step by step. It's, of course, slowly, but I think that Ukrainian women now are very proactive because the Russian aggression and also the challenges that we are facing makes us more stronger, more united, with more consolidated position, because we consider as women all challenges as opportunities when we have to find jobs, have to support each other, and also women with their position, usually they are working, playing the role of uniter.
In terms of the conflict that's going on in the east of Ukraine now, I mean, clearly the UN has documented some serious human rights abuses. There are allegations of war crimes. What would you like to see international institutions doing more of in order to help to alleviate the suffering that's occurring in the east of your country?
It's important that in December 2016, UN passed a very important resolution on human rights situation in Crimea. And according to the resolution, Crimea is a temporary occupied territory, and Crimea is a part of Ukraine. And also it's important when Ukraine started these cases at International Criminal Court and also UN court system, first to recognize that Russia, this is the aggressor state that started military intervention and occupation through international organizations. We would like to see, besides imposing new sanctions, since situation in Crimea and occupied Donbas is not changing, especially with human rights. This is why we are using three UN convention and submitted these cases to UN international court system. And this is really important, what we are fighting here, to develop the model when the new conflicts could be prevented, because it's harder and harder to solve this conflict because there is no perfect mechanism. And as you could see in Ukraine, still it's hard to stop these human rights violations, and the number of political victims, prisoners of Kreml in temporary occupied Crimea is increased up to 54 people now in Crimea. So this is really important for us.